The Vermont Senate has given unanimous approval to legislation that updates the state's domestic terrorism laws as a way to help thwart future mass shootings. Lawmakers say the bill is a direct result of a case involving a former Fairhaven Union High School student who allegedly plotted a mass murder at that school. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
Last week, students from Fairhaven Union High School testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee about their fear following alleged threats made to their school. Committee Chairman Dick Sears says the students' anxieties spurred lawmakers to expand the state's domestic terrorism laws. The legislation updates the laws to include incidents where a person uses a firearm to kill multiple people or takes, quote, substantial steps that demonstrate that they have the intent of committing a mass murder.
And it's designed to respond to what happened in Fairhaven by defining substantial steps towards the activity. We believe that this bill will help to hold someone accountable who might commit similar acts.
Sears says the concept of taking, quote, substantial steps is defined as conduct that strongly corroborates the person's intent to commit the crime.
If they have horrible thoughts, it's not really against the law. But if they take steps to attempt to do what their thought process is, then that is where this would come in. And if it's multiple people.
And Sears says he recognizes that the state's judicial system could further define what it means to take substantial steps with the intent of killing many people.
We don't know what the courts might do to define that. We're hopeful that it's more than just writing it into a journal, that it's taking actual steps to obtain the firearm, actual steps towards a plan, and not just, again, a thought.
The House Judiciary Committee is working on similar legislation. The goal is to have a bill on the governor's desk by the end of next week. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.